One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four tequila, five tequila, six tequila. On Tequila Radio, you never hit the floor.
This is Richard Carey and Benjamin Estelle.
Hello.
For the Benjamin Button Experience, we're here for the next 2 hours until 4 p.m. bringing you lots of lovely stuff and lots of lovely music, as we like to do here at Tequila Radio.
And if you like chart-based features and quizzes and stuff,
and
stay
rants.
Tuned. Oh, yeah, and rants as well from Richard, of course.
Yeah, coming up today, we're going to talk about what's been going on in the week. Fairly busy week in the world. And
mainly for us, nobody else.
Well, and for the American presidency, but there you go.
Did that happen?
Yeah, that actually happened. I'm sorry to inform you, but yes, there was actually some sort of vote this week.
Oh, sorry, it's too late for me to apply then.
You can't vote anyway, you're not from America, so sorry about that. Also, we'll be playing the Unknown Factor, where we play some songs I got sent, and then me and Ben will judge them. Hopefully, I've also got some buzzers this week.
We had buzzers last week, though.
Yeah,
we had the Inception Gong.
Yeah, we're going to have some new buzzers this week.
The Inception Gong is just like the don of all things, then.
We can't beat the gong.
You know stuff's going to go down when you just hear the...
So it's Movember now, so I don't think you're not taking part in Movember?
Not at all. I'm just growing this beard out for the fun of it.
Yeah, it's not chin strap, mum.
It's weird, it's weird the way my beard grows, because I get all around the bottom. It goes up to about my bottom lip and then stops. It doesn't go out like halfway up my face or whatever. I get a tiny bit of a tash, like where the corners of my mouth are, and then like the tiniest like mouse whiskery hairs under my nose, and then it all grows underneath my chin, like where my chin meets my neck. It kind of stops, so it's almost like a handlebar moustache, but under my chin.
Handlebar chin strap.
Yeah, exactly.
It's weird because I'm trying to grow a moustache, but it's really difficult to do because my beard just keeps growing, and then moustache doesn't grow at the same rate. So it just doesn't work out properly, because as soon as I shave, it's like I've got a beard again. It's like, this is not working. And it's time for my rant. Now, this week, my rant came to me right after we left the show last week. You see, what happened was, we left the studio last week and we went downstairs. And then I saw on the TV there was a particular advert. But this advert wasn't just any advert. It was an advert for Christmas. And at this time, you have to bear in mind that it was still October. And people were advertising Christmas before even Halloween had finished. It's ridiculous. I mean, do we really need 2 months? 2 months of build-up for Christmas? It's just one day. It's not like going to Disneyland, is it? It's not like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It'll be here next year. Well, unless the world ends, but let's hope that doesn't happen. Although then it won't be here this year, if the Mayans are to believe. But anyway, I digress. The problem is that I just wish we'd just have, like, December, and then we could just talk about Christmas in December. And just leave November to, like, the bonfire nights and the charity things or whatever, I don't know. It's just, I don't see why we have to have it all the time. But then again, on the flip side, if I'm going to be completely not biased here, Christmas is about commercialism. Christmas is about helping the businesses out. And on that front, I am conflicted, because I feel that if I am saying that Christmas is so bad to advertise it in October and November, I am basically putting more businesses out of business. And that's why you should definitely promote Christmas from July. I'm going the complete other way now. It's like the Harrods thing when they opened a Christmas store in August. We should promote Christmas from Boxing Day. That'll do it. All year round, we promote Christmas. We can have 3 Christmases in a year. We'll just boost the economy amazingly. I will save the world. Forget your fiscal policy. This will work. We will save the world by doing exactly the thing I was going to rant about, which is a bit weird.
Bit of an anticlimax, really.
Yeah, I kind of turned that rant around. First time I've ever done that. Just change my mind in the middle of a rant. It's kind of... I don't think it's recommended. So, next track I'm going to play is a band I went to see on Monday, which is The Killers, which I managed to score some tickets for. And it was really good, The Killers, I have to say.
Where did they play?
The Motor Point Arena, which I have to say because it's in the name, the Cardiff Motor Point Arena. Which I can't not say that, otherwise I'd just say the Cardiff Arena.
Or you could just say the CIA.
It's not the CIA, though. It's not anymore.
Yeah, but if you want to go out of your way to not advertise, you could just say the CIA.
Nah, I just advertise. It's easier. Anyway, so it was really good, and they played all their hits, but they also played some new stuff, which is always the thing about bands. You know, when Oasis used to play in the later days, they're always coming out with this new stuff. It's like, play Wonderwall! Everyone's going, play Wonderwall! And they're just playing, you know, like their new song, which no one really cares about. It was a bit like that with the Killers. You know, everyone wanted to hear Somebody Told Me and maybe Human. But they were like, we're going to play some from the new album. And it was a really weird turn. And Brandon Flowers, before this song came on, he goes, everybody get your phones up in the air. And so they all get their phones out.
Right.
And I heard this song and thought, hang on a minute, this is a power ballad.
Tequila Radio.
Now, this week's unknown factor, we've got three interesting tracks for you.
Okay.
One's from a CD and two digitally, which is
mixing up
the wonders of the world, eh? Well, basically, last week we tried to play a song by a band called Johnny War Black, called Up in Flames, but unfortunately the CD didn't work. So I told the company who sent me it, your CD doesn't work. So they sent me another copy in digital form. Apparently, well, I haven't even tried it yet, so it might not even work. But anyway, we need to sort out the this week's buzzers. So for this week...
I'm interested in what one of them is.
Okay, for this week, I go... Well, that's a bit positive, isn't it? Shall I change that?
Yeah.
Okay, go. That's much better.
That's better, yeah.
And Ben goes...
Yes, amazing. I've got a lot of time for that. Thank you.
So our first song, we'll kick off with Johnny War Black, actually. And remember the rule, if you weren't listening last week, the way this works is that we play a song for up to a minute, and if it survives that minute, it might get played, but we can buzz it out at any point in that minute.
Like Britain's Got Talent.
Like Britain's Got Talent.
Style or X Factor style.
So start off with Johnny War Black, Up in Flames.
I like the way you shot me down.
No, please.
It didn't seem to get going, that one. It was a bit...
It's got the potential to be good. And then I thought, a couple of seconds before I buzzed it, I thought, oh, it's going to get good. And it kind of went up, promised a lot, and then it's just like, oh, no, wait.
So our next track is by Wands Feely, and it's called The World Has a Bank Account.
Come on, drop this bomb. Come on, drop this bomb. So she said she makes a habit of some local load of fellas, so she never has to work. She volunteers to save the planet from every other symptom you can mention. Nothing up. And guess what, the fuck never stops.
It almost lasts a minute there, but actually just slightly before.
Again, it promised a lot, but then the thing is, I think the beat was good. I really enjoyed the beat, but it just didn't go with the vocals. And then just before the end, I was expecting more of a key change, and then there wasn't, because the beat lined up for a key change, and then there wasn't a key change.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe we should have, like, a league table for this, and, like, who's, like, for the winners, we can have, like, a battle of
what
all the winners at the end.
Battle of the bands sort of thing.
Battle of the bands on CD. Now, our last track, well, I have to... ask you which track we got, because it's an album by Kate and After called Stand Up Kneel Down, and it's got
what's the album cover like?
It's basically kind of red on gold and white, and a bit of black in there as well. Kind of interesting.
The lead singer's got like one of the, I think it's, is it a naval coat, like naval/army style coat with the buttons and the thread over the zip sort of thing, and it's all gold and it looks pretty
cool. Yeah. Anyway, pick a number between 1 and 10, then.
Six. So what track's there?
We're going to play track 6 for you.
Dizzy Heights.
Well, it made through the minute.
I don't know. It's got good, solid instrumental.
It's like we couldn't decide what to do there, I think. That's why we didn't buzz.
Yeah, it was weird because it definitely had a really good, solid instrumental. Really enjoyed that. I thought it's got the prompt. Well, you said, what did you say about it?
What?
at the beginning.
It's got a slight bit of Killers in it, because it's got that sort of thing. If I'm making any sense there whatsoever.
Not at all.
I'm thinking that's not the best track of the album, and I'm thinking because we didn't buzz them, we should play a different track in its entirety. I think we have to go for 10 Feet Tall, because...
Yeah, 10 Feet Tall.
Because you like the place.
Yeah, well, I like the place.
More free plug in there for you. Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's 3 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Can only mean one thing.
It's 3 o'clock on Wednesday. Yeah, it's Wednesday today, isn't it? 3 o'clock on Wednesday, the 7th of November, 2012. And now it is time for the envelope of news.
And on today's envelope of news, tragedy strikes as I've forgotten half the envelope of news. But in other news, oh, this is a great one. Okay. 50 wild elephants went on a drunken rampage after downing 18 containers of Mahua, is it? A power alcoholic brew. They ransacked a shop, 3 houses, and ruined crops in the eastern village of Dumakota.
That sounds like a crazy night out.
Do you want to go out with...
I want to go raving with the elephants now. The elephants now at a party, ransacking shops, destroying crops and all that. And then what's the excuse? It's like, excuse me, did you ransack that shop? Hey, what can you do? I'm an elephant.
And finally, a learner driver has had one L... of a lot of fails, a very bad joke. Basically, person taking a theory test 105 times without passing. The Essex woman is more than it's cost the Essex woman more than £3,000, which is enough for a decent used car.
Wow.
So I think after that many
I'd
times,
I'd say after about 10 times, to be honest.
Especially the theory test. I mean, practical.
Does she have no? Does she have no common sense? Because literally, all it is just a bit of common sense.
Yeah, I can understand how someone.
There's a child in the middle of the road. What do you do? A, run over it. B, stop. Or
does
C,
it depend what speed you're going? Like, you know, if you hit me at 30.
No, they don't. They didn't have that in my test, actually.
The coolest student radio station in the UK. Well, at least we got the coolest name. Tequila Radio.
I'd argue that we are the coolest station, actually. We definitely have the coolest name. I definitely think we are the coolest station. I mean, call me biased because I'm a presenter on it, but...
Can we do some sort of survey to see if we're the coolest station?
Okay.
I think in terms of actual temperature, we're probably the warmest station.
So, Richard, do you think Tequila is the coolest station?
Absolutely. But I'm completely biased.
There we go. On a survey of one person, Tequila Radio is the coolest radio station in the UK. Anyway, we're going to play some music from Barack Obama. I found this only a couple of hours ago, actually, while I was doing the show. One of my friends put it up, and it is one of the most incredible things I've ever heard. I mean, there's this one of him doing Can't Touch This by MC Hammer, but... There's another one of him doing Sexy and I Know
I've
It.
I've heard the Call Me Maybe one, I think. That's the one I've heard.
There's plenty
there's
more.
Loads
there's
of them, yeah.
There's also Barack and Mitt Romney singing Hot and Cold by Katy Perry. Also, Barack singing Drink to That by Rihanna, Boyfriend by Justin Bieber. Barack and Mitt Romney again singing Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. Quite why you'd choose to do that, I don't know, but still.
Okay.
I'm going to play MC Hammer, and let me know what you think about this, actually, Richard.
You can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
My
can't touch
my
this.
Music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you
for blessing me with a mind to run and to
think. Feels good
when you know you're down, a super homeboy from the town,
and I'm known as such, and this is a beat you can't touch.
How incredible is that?
Should have gone stop Barack time.
He should have done. So anyway, this is probably one of my favourite features that I've created. It's called Back in the Day. So we look at the charts from this time last year, and you have to guess what the top 10 was. I've got the top 10 ranked, and then I'll shout. Well, I won't shout. I'll give you a name, and then, well, you'll have to guess where it is. So anyway, the first song is Lightning by The Wanted. Where was it in the top 10 this time last year?
I hope it was not one. It didn't even make sense. We might as well be playing with lightning.
I still hate that song.
Yeah. You can't play with lightning.
Probably one of them's mums wrote it.
Well, you can play with lightning, but probably only the once.
I'm thinking it's number 5.
Yeah.
Number 5. What do you guys reckon? You can go individually or you can go together.
I would say 3.
Yeah, that's what I was going with, 3, yeah.
Yeah, we'll go with 3.
I'm afraid you're both wrong.
Is it number 1?
Is it 4?
It was number 1.
Oh, no.
No, it wasn't really. It was number 9. I just wanted to see the reaction on your faces.
I'm still about 90 places too high.
So anyway, the next one, Sex and I Know It, LMFAO.
I want that to be number one
for a while. Yeah. I think it was a summer thing.
But then the thing is, what week was it number one? Was it in the summer? Was it later in the year?
It was a summer thing.
Because the video came out about this time last year. I remember watching it in the SU being mentally scarred.
Oh, I like the video.
By their provocative shaking.
Someone went as the box to the fancy dress thing.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, just a huge box.
Just huge cardboard box strapped to their face, yeah.
Wow.
I think that was...
I'm going to say 5.
I'm going to say 5.
I'm going to say 7.
Seven. It was. It was 7.
Was it?
I'll move my computer back so Richard definitely can't see.
Oh. See, I think he's cheating. I think we should get a point for that anyway.
Right. Okay. The next song. Read All About It, Professor Green and Emily Sandé.
I don't know if that hit number one at all. Did it?
It was quite big. That would have been number one.
I think that is number one. Yeah.
I'm going to go with number one.
You would be correct.
Yeah.
So 1 point for the both of you. Right. The next one. Earthquake, Labyrinth and Tiny Temper.
That did quite well, didn't
it? See, that was number one at some point.
Labyrinth's first number one was last week.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Oh, that's awkward.
It must be number 2, though.
That song was actually written for Lost Prophets.
Yeah. And he gets really annoyed any time you ever mention it. Actually, Labyrinth is a horrible, horrible person. Because there was a girl in my class at school, and she used to be a waitress, and he went to a restaurant, and he made her cry in the end because he was so horrible to her.
Wow.
So Labyrinth is horrible. I'm going to say number 2, though.
Yeah, we'll say 2.
Yeah, I'm going to say 2.
What do you reckon?
I'm going 2. Oh.
That's 2 points. Oh, well done. Brilliant. Number 2.
If we collate our points, we're winning.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what,
killing me.
If you've both got... Yeah. That's cheating.
Stereo Hearts, Gym Class Heroes and Adam Levine.
I really like this song. I really like this song, but it didn't do that well. I'd say quite far
down.
I'd say
probably debuted at 10.
Okay, 10. Yeah. 10.
I'm going for 9.
One of you is right. Oh. The other one's not.
Oh, it was. Just a bit of boo, boo, boo,
number
boo.
10.
Yes. Oh. Yes. We'll take that one.
Back even then. Yeah.
And now the real test is the last one.
4 and 9.
Mr. Know It All by Kelly Clarkson. Now, what number have I not said in the top 10?
4.
4 or 9? Yeah, we'll say 4.
No, because I don't think we've had 9 yet. No, did we? I'm gonna go with 4.
4? They're going 4, Richard.
I'm going 9.
Any advance on 9?
Sorry?
Any advance on 9?
What would my advance be?
10?
10.
We've already had a 10.
Ah, okay.
So then there are no advances on 9.
It was indeed 4.
Yes, that means we win. We actually win this game.
I'm actually quite pleased with how this went because we actually got points this week from both teams.
Yeah.
You see, it works better when you don't have to come up with all the numbers at the same time.
So that's it from us this week.
Yeah, that's our show.
But we're not getting rid of you yet.
Yeah. Thanks to Chris and Cameron for taking part in our game. They'll be. Will you do it again next week?
Yeah.
Boom.
If you do this again next week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll be playing... Yeah, we're playing Mr. and Mr. with them, which should be interesting.
Mr. and Mr.
For blogs, for shows, for podcasts, for Orange, visit tequilaradio.co.uk.